are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There is no offseason for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. All right, we promise we're going to sweep around the National Football League. Jim Donovan is here with us today in place of Nathan Zagura. Jim's also going to be here tomorrow as well. He liked today so much. He's already committed.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't feel like we've been on the air for 5 minutes, and we've been on for almost an hour and a half.
It's a fast freaking show.
Right.
That's the pace.
Yeah.
Get used to it, young man. Richard Sherman, young man. Richard Sherman, the cornerback for the Seahawks, spoke about a couple of things, but interesting. And are you a believer in the Madden jinx, the cover of the Madden game?
Well, off the Peyton Hillis experience, yes.
And other experiences, yeah. Other such experiences.
But the Peyton Hillis one really hit home.
That one hit home hard. Yeah, that went sideways.
That ended up with strep.
Richard Sherman on winning the Madden cover.
It feels good, you know. It feels good. It feels like it's been too long. You know, obviously there should have been more defense players on there, but a little biased out there with the way the game's played these days. But we're thankful that we can bring it back to the defensive side of the ball.
All right, so he's fine with that and taking it in stride. Now, Jim.
Hey, Vic, before we go off that, yes. I just want to say one thing about him. First of all, I enjoy listening to him. He's a very intelligent guy, Richard Sherman. But I still want to go back to the famous play in the NFC Championship game. The linebacker makes the play.
Right.
Right?
And he gets all the credit.
Yeah, he's not on the cover of EA.
No,
whatever.
But the linebacker didn't.
Or Madden
with
or whatever.
Aaron Andrews.
No, that's true. No.
Drop a bomb.
Yeah, the linebacker made the play.
Now, here's the other thing, though. You might have heard this about Richard Sherman. He thinks he's the best corner in the game.
Yes, he does.
Do you know about that?
I heard that loud and clear.
If EA Sports asked you, and this was the question posed to Sherman, not you, Jim. We know you're great. But if he asked Richard Sherman who the number two DB should be, who would Richard select?
That'd be close. It'd be a close battle between Revis, Brent Grimes, Joe Hayden. They'd all be in that mix. That'd be a tight battle between them.
All right, so yeah, Joe.
I'm really proud of it. I love Joe Hayden for a lot of things, and I love the way he plays. And I'm happy to see him really his name being mentioned. With Gordon being mentioned as one of the best receivers in the NFL. And I think defensive back, when you're in that club, you're a heck of a player.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback for the Steelers, expecting, and he talked with reporters about this. I think this is going to be interesting, Jim, because this is what the Browns are going to have to defend twice a year. And there was some buzz about this. I wrote about this earlier for clevelandbrowns.com. I do a thing that's called the Daily Kickoff, where we kind of take a look around the league. Mm-hmm. And I had an item on this. Now, Ben Roethlisberger recently spoke with reporters and saying, expect the Steelers to continue with a no-huddle, hurry-up offense in 2014.
Well, I think it's something that we've realized what we can be and what we did last year and where we're successful. So I think that's going to be more of our and we'll use it more, and I don't want to call it our base offense, but I think you'll see more of it. So it was more important for us to get it in early and often.
You know, I think it's reflective of a couple of things. Obviously, Todd Haley's the offensive coordinator there. The feeling is that from a protection standpoint, plays moving faster, getting the ball out quicker, tiring defenses or keeping defenses discombobulated if you're moving along. Now, I'll tell you, I think that would be the kind of offense that the Browns, if we're buying and seeing the speed thing that Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill are putting together, more kind of an athletic approach, defensive backs who can hold their coverage, I think then that's the best antidote for this kind of a pace.
Number one, Roethlisberger loves that offense.
Yeah, he does.
And whether it's Roethlisberger or another quarterback, you control that offense much more. You're really calling the game.
Sure you are.
Right? And so I think that, he's been very effective with it. You can just tell he loves it, and he loves calling the game. When it's taken away from him, I think there's a bit of a pout with him over that.
What's been taken away from him, though, are receivers, too. I mean, he's
that's
lost
the
some
other,
guys.
Yeah,
now,
he's
down to Antonio Brown, but, I mean, they had,
Sanders, and
Sanders
they had
Wallace. Mike Wallace in Miami. So losing those two guys each of the last two off seasons, because you got to have to run that well, those receivers have to be insane. The O-line absolutely has to be right mentally for it, smarter. move and movement. And I don't know if they've got that all down in that center position. You know, everything's got to be solid to make that work. All right, Adam Schefter on ESPN's Sports Center. Now that Colin Kaepernick got his deal done, who is the next quarterback in line for a big contract?
There are three in play right now. You have Cam Newton, who is in Colin Kaepernick's draft class. You have Andy Dalton, who is in Colin Kaepernick's draft class. And you have Alex Smith, who was the quarterback in San Francisco before Colin Kaepernick took over there for that job. So those are the three quarterbacks in play here. And the Bengals would like to get a new deal done with Dalton. The Chiefs have been working on one with Alex Smith at the same time. And then there's Cam Newton. I think the way you hear it around the league is that Dalton and Smith seem to be the next in line. Carolina is taking its time with Cam Newton. They'd like to get him done. Doesn't seem like there's a real urgency and rush there, but clearly every quarterback now that's going to get a new deal is going to look at this deal for some parameters.
You know, Newton's coming back from a knee injury. He's recovering from that.
Right.
And interestingly, in that 2011 draft, Dalton and Kaepernick were picked consecutively near the top of the second round.
Yeah,
35 and 36th overall picks.
Yeah.
So Dalton, I guess it would make sense. And can we assume then the Bengals are – because Marvin Lewis got his contract extension. So Marvin, the commitment to Marvin, I guess, is there on Mike Brown's part. But are they – committed to Andy? Doesn't Andy Dalton have to answer bigger questions about?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I thought so. I thought so too. I thought going into the draft, even this year, they were considering about, you know, and they have. They have added a young quarterback. But I thought that they felt, you know, he's gotten us to a point, but he has not been able to get us beyond that point. He's gotten us to the playoffs, but he has not been able to win in the playoffs. He had an atrocious game last year in the playoffs against San Diego, and those games against the Texans, those first couple of years weren't great either. He made some very, very bad throws. I think that there is some, you know, questions about whether or not he can get them to the next level. To the next level. Now, the other guy, you know, Cam Newton, I thought he had a great year last year.
He did. Dave Gettleman's the new general manager there.
Right.
And remember, he kind of called him out a little bit when he first got there about making sure this is a team idea more than an individual thing and that those individual numbers and how they play. I think Newton answered a lot of questions for Dave as a general manager. But it'll be interesting to see how much of an investment they want to make and how much they're going to trust that that investment going forward is the right way to go. I mean, they come off a playoff season,
right?
But I don't know if there's still questions that Dave, in his mind as a GM, needs to answer because it's his show. I mean, the ownership has, Jerry Richardson has given him free rein on that. All right, Adam Schefter, again, on SportsCenter and ESPN, saying after this season, everyone is looking ahead to Andrew Luck, to Robert Griffin III, to Russell Wilson, on how their big contracts could be.
And we spoke to people around the league. The one thing they said is that these are the quarterbacks who will be in line for new deals after next season for the first time under the terms of the collective bargaining agreement. They believe that when Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson get their deals done at this time next year, or shortly before this time next year, the deals will come in between $24 and $25 million a year.
And this is one other point that Adam Schefter adds to this. He says the Colts are going to be back in the same spot with Luck as they were with Peyton Manning when it comes time to do the extension. That was in 2011.
And the Colts are going to go back to the spot where they were when they were paying Peyton Manning that big money and then some, because Andrew Luck is going to become the highest paid player in football. Russell Wilson will be right there with him. And then if RG3 and Nick Foles can do some things this year, then maybe they could get paid too. But those are the two quarterbacks that are going to set benchmarks next season.
Now, the caveat to that is Manning had the whole neck surgery thing. He had actually had three. He had already had two surgeries when Bill Polian was the GM then, and they were talking about the contract in place. They had done a one-year plus then a series of four-year deals. So it was ultimately a five-year kind of package. But there was a payment of like $28 million written into the deal if the unthinkable happened, which it basically did, that Manning wasn't ready to play in 2011, never played at all. And then, of course, they had to set themselves up. They go 2-14 and had the opportunity to get Luck.
Now, I just want to ask you this, though. When you do this, and when you're talking about $24, $25 million a year, what can you do with the rest of the team?
You you struggle with the rest of the team.
Yeah.
The Colts, the
and
Colts
that was the problem with the Colts,
that was
right?
their model.
Yeah.
They put all their money on the offensive side. But, Jim, in this day and age, you can't have have it both ways.
Yeah.
You're either heavy – and if you've got a quarterback to pay, you definitely can't do it. Seattle can get away with this because why? Russell Wilson's under a rookie contract. Colin Kaepernick just got his money.
Right.
But Wilson's a cheaper, relative terms, guy so that you can invest heavily in defense and O-line and, you know, in other places.
Now, are you all in on Wilson?
No,
you're not all in.
I'm not
because you just
paused. I'm all in on the Seahawks, but
I'm all in on the Seahawks. That's a very different thing.
Build around him.
Yeah, that's a different answer. You're right, and I'm with you on that.
We're going to get some sound wisdom from our good friend, Gerard Cherry. He is the three-time Super Bowl champ. It's Monday, so we do three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ. That's coming up. Vic and Jim, ESPN 850 WKNR.